From WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage, here are the 8 albums selected this week. The Freedom Family was one of West Africa's tightest combos. They made this record for EMI in 1974 and it's first rate from beginning to end. Led by Chief Kwame Frimpong's keyboards, the band featured a tasty two-man horn section, a killer rhythm section, and charismatic lead singer Albert Jones. The Apples are a 9-piece band from Tel Aviv, Israel, playing a unique style of global funk, soul, and instrumental hip-hop that's equally influenced by Middle Eastern music, James Brown, Dub, and J Dilla. On this release, they collaborate with two disparate musical giants, trombonist Fred Wesley and vocalist Shlomo Bar. Despite diminutive comparisons to their obvious inspiration, Slint, math rockers Juna 44 birthed an output more experimental, dynamic, and relatable. The four-piece memorably mopes through the 90s everyday cliché of broken relationships, glibly grousing, like a wisdom tooth extraction, you know it had to happen. Kieran J. Callanan throws the kitchen sink at the listener in all aspects of his first solo effort, Embracism. With spitfire robo-chittering, hand claps, faux brass pomp, whiskey-gurgling howls, inscrutable muttering, and haunting melodies, what Callanan's peculiar vision lacks in cohesion, it makes up for in intrigue. The passage of a single note and its overtones is the trajectory of the unique drone enchanter of Clade's Holonic Sadism. Here, experience of mind and music become an admixture held steadfast and forward on this focused path. Sadism is characterized by a robust, sustained vitality and a potent linear maturity to nowhere and everywhere, what Clade calls infinite regress. A mendicant hymnal, out on deep water acres, is another one for the Gotair Tent Prague camp. With its folk foundations and mutations, it's a decidedly rural journey that intertwines the humanist and the spiritual. And this contemplative process belongs to the listener as much as to the musician. Terminal's self-titled release, Unvald, embodies the grim, various, crisp beauty of their label. A stunning synthesizer composition running longer than an hour, Terminal's draws out its reflective movements with pellucid prowess. Salsa is one of the USA's great contributions to 20th century music culture. Although many of the genre's key figures were born internationally, salsa is essentially the product of musicians working in New York City. Fania Records released more NYC salsa records than any label, and this 2010 CD was their first joint venture with UK-based Strut Records. Thanks for listening. New issues are released each Monday morning. To learn more about The Rummage, Crate Diver's care of WRIR 97.3, and to read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.wordpress.com.